This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
شما در این قرن معجزه کردید. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر. خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر. خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners to our program, The Man Who Changed the World. And, of course, he changed all our tomorrows. And this is a biographical program about the life and times of Imam Khomeini. May God bless his great soul. Today's program is a continuation of the biographical account of Imam Khomeini's life. And we're going to start looking into depth about his personality. And we're going to begin it by looking at the fact, by the recent speeches of the Supreme Leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who has said the following about Imam Khomeini. And this is what is going to start off our discussion today, with our guest in the studio as well, our expert in the studio, who is Dr. Hassani. And he's going to help us discuss this biographical account through the words of the Supreme Leader. And the Supreme Leader says the following about Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul. He said he was an accomplished scholar, a mujtahid at a very early age, philosopher, poet, arif, which means he's a mystic. He was also combined with astute insight into politics, and of course, as a believer, he was ahead of his time in terms of the interpretation and understanding of the school of Ahlul Bayt and Islam. So, Dr. Hassani, on that point, what do you make of what the Supreme Leader, how he described? Of course, it has to be mentioned that Sayyid Khamenei, of course, was his student. But, of course, sometimes perhaps students miss perhaps maybe some points as far as his teacher is concerned. So what do you make of that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brother Eja, since this is my first program with you on this very important subject,
yes,
I would like to take it from a different angle,
right,
different perspective.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Biography is fine. You have to understand who he was, where he was born, where he's coming from.
Of course, we were just trying to set the background so we could
right,
you know, go into different aspects of this great personality.
Right. But my point is this.
Yeah.
Okay. In order to understand Imam Khomeini, mm-hmm, may God rest his holy soul in peace, mm-hmm, it's, I want to use the term, easy and difficult. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to talk about Imam Khomeini. Peace be upon him.
Right.
At the same time, it's very difficult. Why I say that, you should ask.
Yeah, I mean, why? Yes, exactly.
The reason I'm saying that is this. It's easy to talk about him because we lived in the same time that he did.
Yeah.
We think we know him. This is my point.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah,
but we think we know him. It's very difficult because if, in order to understand a person in a true sense, you have to understand where he's coming from, his background.
Yeah.
The way he's looking at things, okay?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah, please do.
If you want to know somebody, the expression is this. If you know somebody's friend, then you can judge this person.
Yeah.
Whom he's relating to. To whom his friend with. Because
exactly.
The characteristics of a person is built based on so many different elements, so many different factors.
That's right.
This is the reason for this important introduction to talk about Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him.
Right.
And my point is this: the answer to this, in order to learn and know and understand Imam Khomeini, you have to know the school of thought that he believed in, Islam. We can talk about Imam Khomeini forever. That's fine. Yeah. We are going to do so.
Yeah.
But in order to understand the true sense of his character, his personality, you have to understand Islam.
Yeah.
If you study Islam, then you can penetrate into the personalities of different person. Let me give you another example.
Please do.
In the history of Islam, at the beginning, one person very important is Hazrat Abu Zar, peace be upon him.
Right.
But in order to know...
This was one of the great companions of the
exactly.
Holy Prophet, peace be
but
upon him.
But in order to know how great he was, you have to remember two things. If you refer to his background, he was a shepherd. Brother Edwards, he was a plain shepherd.
Right.
And he had no... There was no Islam before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So many people associating so many different things to God Almighty.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
They were idol worshipper.
That's right. Back in the 70s.
They were nobodies. Yeah, yes. They were ignorant.
Yeah, yeah.
But Islam made Abu Zar out of that particular shepherd. This is my point. The credit Quite. Goes to Islam. Mm. Not. It doesn't mean that the credit doesn't go to Abu Zar because he tried.
Mm.
He became Abu Zar.
Mm.
But the first important credit goes to
Islam,
the school of thought, Islam.
Yeah, Islam.
In order to understand who Abu Zar, peace be upon him, was, you have to understand the beautiful work of Islam. This is my point.
Yeah.
To know this from different, you know, you can take it to a different level.
Yeah.
In order to understand Imam Khomeini, you have to know what Islam is. Islam makes a Abu Zar out of a shepherd.
Quite.
I think this is very important to realize, to understand. Mm. Brother Ejaz, in order to understand something, you have to think.
Mm.
And in order to think, you have to take a silent moment with yourself.
Yeah.
You have to sit back and think about all different aspects
yes.
of the story.
Yeah. But, you know, again, the question then rises that, of course, Islam was a very pure message right from the beginning, coming from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the source is completely uncontaminated, if I can put it that way.
Okay, you can say that.
Yeah. Pure source, direct revelation, and as you say, personalities like Abu Zar, you know, are shaped and molded into becoming the great companions.
With a great and complete aim.
Aim, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is this, that, you know, we're talking about Imam Khomeini in the 20th century, the man who revived that pure Islam. I mean, I think that's the distinction we have to make here, because there's been a gap of 1,400 years. And I remember, you know, from the newspaper headlines when Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul, when he came to Tehran, he had just come back from exile. He's coming at Mehrabad Airport. The headline immediately is printed in papers all over the world, but particularly in the UK. It says, Islam is back after 1,400 years. I think that's exactly the angle you're coming from, isn't it?
Exactly. This is a true statement. In order to understand somebody again, you have to know Imam Khomeini when you're talking about his belief and his seriousness. At the same time, you cannot separate the two.
No.
Whatever he believed in, he said it and he stood by behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the point.
Yeah.
His steadfastness becomes... from the teaching, the true teaching of Islam.
Yeah.
Islam look at you at different, you know. You when you're talking about Islam, you're not talking about material stuff. Material is only a tool.
That's right.
Okay, it's only a mean to live.
Mm.
We are here to accomplish something very important. We're not here to live with any, under any circumstances, I say, hey, we're lucky, we're living.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not the point.
I mean, if we want to go back to the Quran, of course, as the source, we're literally going back to that famous chapter in the Quran where it says, you know, I didn't create human beings and jinn except to worship God. In other words, we are on the path of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we achieve that perfection? That's the point. And this was the great personality of the 20th century who showed us the way again. Because, of course, Islam was always there. But what had happened to it? That's the point. What had happened to it during that process where we suddenly lost our way? We weren't, you know, we have schools of thought in Islam. There are several schools of thought. But again, the question still arises, what made Imam Khomeini Imam Khomeini, you know, out of what he used to call pure Muhammadan Islam? That's what he used to be quoted as. What does he mean by that? I mean, what tradition is he coming from? Is it a tradition, or is it the fact that there is something in Islam that was being missed by all other Muslims And he's the one who really becomes the living embodiment of what the path we should be taking, you know, for all of us as an example.
The answer is both. In tradition and the way that he lived at the same time. Again, back to the point that he, when he believed, when you believe in something, in order to prove it to yourself, you have to follow a certain path. You can just say, I believe in whatever. But you have to validate it with your action, with your deed.
Exactly.
They all go together. It's just like horse and carriage. You can't separate the two.
Exactly.
And Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, was a good example after the Masoom. Okay?
Exactly.
After the infallibles, the impeccables, the 14 of them, we believe, as the Shia, that he was a true example of God's promise. That if somebody in his limited lifetime, okay, practice what he does according to the divine rule, he can go to the border of being infallible. Don't get me wrong; he wasn't infallible,
right?
But he, you can go to the border. You can get so close that is not imaginable for ordinary people.
The question that you know immediately comes to mind when I get hit by what the Supreme Leader is quoting here about Imam Khomeini is that, you know, he lists so many things here. You know, scholar, mujtahid, philosopher, poet, arif. You can't help thinking that there was another personality I remember in Islamic history that, you know, for which you could literally produce a list like this which could go on forever. And that was Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it means that, you know, he's coming from a particular direction in which that training is being given to which, as you quite rightly say, sir, he's going to the border, only the border.
Only the border.
Only the border.
And that's the point.
That's the point. But we haven't got to the gate yet. And that's the other point.
And this is only the beginning.
Only the beginning.
For humankind.
But the thing is that how disappointing it is in a sense that for such a long time, you know, the rest of the Muslim world was oblivious to this. And I think, you know, we've discussed this issue in other programs as well. But really, it's not bad to repeat some of the points as to why this particular man becomes the milestone for this time. But although, as many people are quoted, as many experts are saying throughout the world, that he's not even contained by this time. He was something far beyond it. But because of his deep understanding of the purity of Muhammadan Islam, as we say, from the school of Ahlul Bayt, really it made him tower above everybody else.
In Quranic understanding, when Allah Almighty is praising somebody, let's say his prophet. Let's talk about, God is talking about Abraham. The most valuable praise of God toward his beautiful creatures is that he says he was a good, he was a good slave, abd.
Abd.
This is the point.
Servant.
Servant. And we can talk about this forever. In Quranic understand, if you completely submit yourself to Allah, Allah is the same. At the same time, he is capable of doing anything, everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Imam Khomeini believed in this. When, let me give you another example. When Imam Khomeini says America, American administration that is, not people, of course, cannot do a damn thing, he means it. Because he knows Islam. Because he read Quran. He believed in Quran. And he put it together with action. Because Allah can do everything, America has no chance. It's not just a slogan. It's not just, you know, an emotion. It's not just a feeling. And I can go...
It's just not just a group of words just being said for the time.
Exactly. It's a total belief. He accompanied those beliefs with action, with good deeds. And he means it. When Savak took him, you know, to Tehran. Okay.
That's back in 1963.
We can give you so many different examples. When they were driving him to Tehran in that dark night, God knows how many years ago. Okay. Later on, after he was released from a jail, in one of his very important speech, he says, and Imam Khomeini was not a person who always, you know, swearing by this, swearing by that, in order to emphasize on the point. But in that particular case, he says, I swear by Allah that when they took me, I was not afraid. It comes from his concrete belief in Quran.
Of course. You know? And this is the unique aspect of his personality as well, that we see this can I put it this way, a kind of divine courage?
It is a divine courage.
Yeah?
It cannot be something else.
Yeah, I mean, there is courage, there is bravery to an extent for, you know, people like you and me. But this is something else. I mean, this is something that makes him solid like a mountain, you know.
Brother, if a heavy storm, if you will, is blowing and you're trying to hold yourself together, you have to grab something.
Yeah.
And in order to grab something, you have to grab something
pretty strong.
Pretty solid.
Pretty solid, yeah.
This is what I meant by, and if you look at the Quran teaching, Allah is capable of doing everything, but you have to believe in that in every single case.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, fine, right now everything is okay, handy dandy. Okay, I rely on God. This is not the case.
Yeah.
You have to rely on God on good and bad situation. When things get tough, okay, then tough gets going.
But
how does it get going? A concrete belief.
Yeah.
Decisiveness and being serious about it. This is all the different elements we can talk about the personalities of Imam Khomeini.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, as I say, I've stated this list only to, in a sense, through another accomplished leader, try to list his...
And brother, don't forget, this list is only scratching the surface.
Yeah, it's only scratching the surface. That was my point, that, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really talking about here, as you quite rightly say, are two sources. First of all, the purity of Islam, as you quite rightly pointed out, that it made some great companions at the early stages of Islam, some great revolutionary
leaders. Like I mentioned it, Islam makes Abu Zar out of a shepherd.
This
is a good example.
Exactly.
We have to study this case.
Exactly.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The other thing is that when Imam Khomeini is being shaped by pure Muhammadan Islam, he's acquiring many, many attributes. And that's the things we are wanting to go through, because these are things that are pretty much lacking in the rest of us, because we haven't quite got the point yet. I mean, as you quite rightly say, he's going through this process like, you know, doing his studies, accomplishing the rank of going to Hawza, going to Madrasa, and so on and so forth. But, you know, there's something else accompanying along with him. And as you say, it's coming out of faith, isn't it? It's coming out of the fact that looking at Imam, when we look at his personality, and I wanted to actually quote a non-Muslim here, a journalist from, I think he's an American journalist, actually. I think he's called Robin Woodrose. And he wrote a book about this, just a book about his meeting with Imam Khomeini in Jamaran. And he calls it My Beautiful Experience. And he says, and I quote, he says, "When the Imam entered the room, I felt this man's spiritual essence into my own soul."
That's, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
He says that. Mm. He says he felt that.
Yeah.
He's talking about Imam Khomeini. But actually what he really felt is the greatness of Allah. This is what we're talking about, divine.
Exactly. This is what I was going to say, that, you know, put it into other words for us, you know, as I say, Brother Hasni, Dr. Hasni, that the thing is that, you know, this is a non-Muslim. This is a man who has no belief.
Brother, it has nothing to do with religion in this particular
case. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Let me throw a question to you.
Sure.
If you know the answer to the question, who we are, then we get to the answer.
Exactly.
We get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Who we are. In this vast universe, okay, we have so many different creation.
Exactly.
Including human beings.
Yeah.
We are different than anything else.
Sure.
If we study this case, this very significant subject, then we get to who really Imam Khomeini was. When you talk about the fitrah, okay?
Yes.
The word fitrah, it means a special, a unique creation.
Yeah.
Fitrat Allah, the creation of God. Of course, you have to think it to yourself. God created everything, okay? But why? why in this particular case it says, I created this human with my own two hands. It means something.
Yes.
It means with total power, with total attention. Brother, this is a key point.
Yes.
God, every divine attention of his glorious might, he paid that particular attention to create this particular creature.
Yeah.
We are different.
That's right.
Imam Khomeini, when he was growing up, I am sure that the first question came to his mind is, who we are? If you know who you are, then you cannot become a slave of anything else but Allah.
Exactly.
When you talk about submitting to somebody,
yes,
you cannot submit to nobody because nobody created you but Allah Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand this and work it with yourself, it takes time.
Yeah. I mean, you're quoting this wonderful hadith from, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says, blessed is the man who knows his origin.
Who knows three things, which is actually one thing.
One thing.
Where he's coming from, where he's in,
where
and where he goes.
Where he goes.
From here.
Exactly.
This is only one subject.
And Imam Khomeini was living it.
This, brother, this is only one important subject in three different phases.
Phases, exactly.
But you have to think about it.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you have to talk about the you have to talk about a beginning, and you have to talk about the destination.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from?
Exactly.
Who created you?
Yeah.
God doesn't talk to, for example, God doesn't talk to trees like he talks to us like this.
Yeah.
Ya al-insan, oh, mankind.
Yeah.
Oh, those who believe.
No.
Oh, those who are giving the book.
Yeah.
Ahlul Kitab, for example.
Yeah.
This is only examples.
Yes.
I'm not trying to answer every single question.
Hmm.
But what I'm trying to say is this significant, important subject. In order to understand somebody, you have to understand the school of thought that he's coming from.
Exactly.
That he was raised under.
Hmm.
This is the key point.
Yes.
There's no other way you can study somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just if you imagine something, you know, because we cannot read somebody's mind, but we can judge him by his action.
Sure.
So Imam Khomeini in his action, since we know, since the written time, okay, at least say since 15 of Khordad, which is 49 years, at least we know.
Yeah.
Every single hadith, he didn't say, brother, this is another important. When you say you are slave of Allah, you have to prove it to yourself. You have to prove it to God first.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you keep saying, I, Imam Khomeini, go look at his speech. How many times he said, I did this, I did that.
No, he didn't.
In the sense that he was talking about his own personality.
No.
That he has some kind of pride in himself.
No.
Because any credit, it goes to God Almighty.
Yes.
Not to you. He created you.
Yes.
So this is what I mean by opening this important subject in order to understand it.
Well, I think, you know, you've touched on something which, you know, I was going to mention from this quote, where he says it from this book called My Beautiful Experience. He says, when I felt this man's spiritual essence into my own soul, and he felt that, he says that that spiritual, that garb he was wearing, you know, the religious regalia that the Imam was wearing, he says, I saw the living spirit of Islam in this man.
Wow, this is a great statement.
Yeah. So what I'm getting to is that this spiritual aspect that we are talking about, I mean, is it only unique to the tradition that Imam Khomeini belongs to?
Mm-hmm.
Or can you find it elsewhere? And if we haven't found it elsewhere, what is it that they're doing wrong?
If you look at the history, can you mention another person beside Imam Khomeini after the impeccables?
Well, that's exactly my point. I had a hard time finding it.
So what I'm saying is this. That man that he saw, that particular person, he was American journalist, right?
Yes, yes.
That man is only a representative of something else.
Yeah.
We have to remember that else.
Yeah.
This is my point. I can talk about this for hours.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, you have to talk about God. You have to talk about Islam.
Yes,
you have to talk about the Prophet of Islam.
Yeah.
And Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them.
Yeah.
This is my point.
Yeah.
Any question, I have to find a reference.
Mm.
He was a good person in Quran, it says. Why? Because he was abd.
Yes.
Totally, he says that.
Yes. Total submission.
He was awwab. You know what awwab means? It means in any particular situation, given situation, he returns constantly, on a constantly basis to God Almighty. So when you have that source, you have you need nothing else.
Exactly.
You have it all.
Yeah.
You know, there is a tradition also says, if somebody has God, what doesn't he have?
That's right. That comes from Imam Hussain.
And if somebody doesn't have God, what does he have?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What has he lost? Yes, that's right.
What's his loss?
Yes, that comes from
Imam
Hussain.
Different terminology.
Yeah.
This is the point. Mm. If you're talking about somebody divine, you know, who he was, Imam Khomeini was a divine person.
Exactly.
You can talk about Imam Khomeini forever.
Yeah.
He was Ayatollah. He was a sign of God.
Mm.
He was a professor.
Yeah.
He was a philosopher.
Sure.
You know, he was also a poet.
Yes, yes.
He was a politician in a true sense, in a positive sense.
Yes.
Without anything negative attached to it.
Well,
the point is that he was divine. We have to emphasize on this.
Yes.
He was a divine person. What is a divine person? Mm-hmm. Someone who sees himself as a special and unique creation of God.
Well,
then what comes after this?
Mm.
You value yourself differently, Brother Ejaz.
Exactly. I mean, what I was going to say to you was that also, you know, when we talk about politics, and that's important for our listeners as well, that we're not talking about politics in the conventional sense.
That's what I meant.
You know, I mean, as you quite rightly say, you're going
in Western society. In Western society, when you're talking about politics, they say, "Oh, that's a dirty job," and it is.
Yes, but we're not talking about that here.
We're not talking about that.
What are we talking about?
Talking about this. Let me give you a definition of politics.
Please.
It's a science. It's the talent, it's the knowledge of running your affair beautifully.
Ah.
This is the meaning of it.
Or efficiently, if you
Or efficiently.
Right.
Or correctly.
Okay.
So here we can find different words, different terminology to talk about the subject, which is fine.
Fine.
So policy, it means an order, a logical one.
Right.
A shortcut, because, you know, through reaching a point, you may go through different ways, but you need to find a shortcut with less cost.
Less cost, yes.
With less cost.
Yeah.
With less damage.
Mm.
You know, from A to B, you can take a car.
Mm-hmm.
But from at A point, the car could be fine.
Mm.
At B point, you took it to the B point, but with accident.
Mm.
That they don't call it, you took it efficiently.
Yeah.
You didn't take it correctly.
Yes.
You damaged it.
Right.
So policy is to get from A, again back to the tradition that said Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said beautifully, if somebody knows where he's coming from, where he's in and where he's coming to, correctly, not with damage, not with sin.
Yes.
Not with difficulty.
So, meaning that the most efficient source.
More efficient source.
So this would come from the most efficient
and
of
this
the
is
efficient.
The this is the politics of Islam, the pure Islam.
Yeah, coming
that
from
we
Allah.
Are going to, we have to spend some time to talk about this.
Yes, we'll have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to do that into the next session, I believe.
So I believe this program was just, you know, mentioning some...
Yeah, I think we just started...
Introduction.
Yeah, we got the
it
ball...
It was.
In a manner of speaking, we got the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So into the next session, I'd like to go more into this...
Into detail.
Into the detail of what we mean by that politics. Because, of course, politics is the bread and butter
and
of the world.
And when we say, Brother Edwards, when we say what we mean by something, we don't talk about theory here. We have to accompany it with action.
Exactly.
To see the result.
Exactly.
Because, you know, different people claim different things, different time, but they don't come through.
That's right. Well, thanks anyway for that insight anyway, Dr. Hasni. Honestly, it's been a great pleasure talking today. And I really like the angle you took it from. So, listeners, we're going to come back to another program on this subject, but we'll go into more depth, hopefully. So, thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be upon you all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم